proud to be able to talk about Brixton. And before I came to Lansdowne School, I worked at a school for a term called St. Stephen's. And a friend of mine who works there, her name was Helen Fish, and she's Miss Fish, and she used to be Brixton's teacher. And when she found out that I was at primary school, when she found out I was coming to Lansdowne, she said to me, "Well, you must find out and keep an eye out for one of her favourite students, Brixton." So I made it my business when I first got here to seek out who this child was. And here I go. Okay, during a recent meeting with Brixton and his mum, I found out a few things about Brixton that I didn't know. Okay, I found out that he's a really independent traveller. And by that I mean he's able to travel all around London on any form of transport. And he does it by himself quite a bit. And he also likes to go shopping at Westfields. He doesn't just like going to Oxford Circus, he likes going to Westfields to do his shopping, which is very exclusive and very nice. He's grown into a really mature young man, because when I first started here, Brixton, you were in year 9, and you didn't need to speak very much, okay? But now, every day, twice a day, I get a knock on my door, and it's Brixton. He's either reporting something to me, giving me a piece of news, asking me if I've filled in his college application form, whatever, whatever. Usually he's by himself, sometimes he's got his two sidekicks with him, his two friends. It's lovely, I really look forward to it. I really look forward to it, because actually we have quite a bit of banter now, we have a bit of a laugh. He's going on to Westminster Kingsway College next year to study computer science, am I right? Yeah. Brixton, your character and sense of humour, we sorely missed by everyone here at Lansdowne, and most of all by me. And I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you all the very best for the future and for everything that comes your way.